Creating stillness, mindful art practices, and stories for navigating anxiety, stress, and fear. By Rachel Rose. Narrated by Cindy Kay. Published by North Atlantic Books. To Frederick, Finch, and Calliope, my most beloved teachers and treasured muses. Introduction. She whispers under her breath that she lost her son 25 years ago. He mumbles something about the rejection from his first girlfriend that he has never quite shaken. There are the stories of a lost mother, an ill mother, a broken mother, a failed marriage, a friendship turned sour, a love never found. Parents drowning in stress and keeping the cycle of pain alive for the next generation. Imposter syndrome, secret shames, and truths never once spoken out loud. Show me a person without a hole, and I will tell you to take your shovel and dig deeper. These are the holes that have been worn into our hearts, the missing and incomplete parts of ourselves, the great feelings of lack that pain us to touch. For some of us, a part went missing early on, maybe even started to take shape before we were born. For others, a chunk was taken out in an unexpected instant. Most of us have always felt a small, persistent pain deep down that we have learned to grow around over time. Whatever its shape or cause, when life leaves a hole in us, we are never the same. Perhaps we can take solace in knowing that we're not alone, that the world is full of holes in many shapes and sizes. Our holes are what unify us, offering a sort of collective humbling where we each acknowledge that integral to being human is living with holes and remembering to see them in others. Sometimes when I'm walking down the street, I like to imagine that people's holes aren't hidden, that I can see the specific shapes and marks on each person I encounter. A man passes me on the left with a tiny abrasion on his arm. A woman walks toward me, missing a slice so deep I can see straight through her. A child is just around the corner, riddled with tiny pebble-sized voids in every part of them. I let this affect me. I let it wash over me, and I dream of how my life and our world would change if we could see each other's holes. I think, at the very least, it would require us to know our holes better and understand them as being fundamental to who we are. We could tell their stories in intimate moments, like we do for the tattoos that peek out from underneath our clothes. We would glance at each other and offer a knowing look of compassion for how cold the wind must be as it whips through another's body in a certain way. We have names for some of these holes. Cultural cues signifying their shape and impact. Grief, divorce, low self-esteem, loneliness, trauma, and shame. It's a first act of love to identify and name your hole, but to grant it further reverence, to let it be seen and known, is the ultimate act of recognition. Not healing, because some holes can't be undone. We can never bridge the gaps between life and death, loss, or past harm. Instead, all we can do is see our own unique hole, know it, and let the light shine through instead of burying it away in the dark. After all, it's this light of being seen that we find our greatest strength. We can find a moment of stillness in which we accept the holes as they are, finding acceptance and peace. The pain of each hole becomes compounded when we seek to heal or absolve our suffering, only to discover that many of the tools we turn to are incomplete or only partially sufficient for the job. We live in a culture that believes that we can and should be able to talk about and measure our way through everything. But some things are indescribable, even intangible, despite being abundantly real. The game is a setup, and we are expected to find our way through life with tools only partially sufficient for the job. A surgeon may be able to cut that cancer away with incredible precision, but they can't mend the anguish of a cancer diagnosis. Your therapist may provide a safe place to speak and heal, but if you're unable to find the words to start the conversation, the discussion is over before it has begun. What if, instead of feeling like a failure when the support we received didn't work, we make new tools available? This book is about how creativity can become another tool, an ally, helping us to make meaning of our holes and to access deeper knowing from within. Creativity has the potential to be our friend, therapist, and witness, helping us to make ourselves anew or simply allow what's already within us to shine through with greater clarity. Creativity is but one key that has the potential to unlock millions of doors for us. Once we have this key in our hands, the world opens to us in new ways. We find we can know ourselves and the world through color, shape, line, movement, texture, and words. We can create pockets of stillness in our lives, places where we hold ourselves with care, interest, and calm. I've used creative expression to walk through dozens of my own holes and have guided many others on their own path. Along the way, what I have found to be most useful is using creativity to help us practice mindfulness, help us find new ways to relate to ourselves as well as our suffering, and find stillness in any moment. I often think of the quote, "We teach best what we most need to learn," from author Richard Bach. The themes of creative knowing, a concept we will explore in greater detail in the pages to come, stillness, and mindfulness run through my work. Together, they've become inextricably bound to my own position and view of the world. I, too, am a student, always learning, exploring, and practicing. Not in search of expertise, but rather as an act of generosity to myself and as a way to give back to others. The ideas in this book are not new or cutting edge. Rather, they are a call to remember that we once knew how to be, do, understand, and become through creativity. Creative expression was, and still is, in many cultures and worldviews, essential to the health and positive functioning of both the individual and the community. Yes, creativity can be expressed as art, showcasing beauty, skill, and craft. But it is also a way to express the elusive. Creativity is a language that connects us to one another and to ourselves, guiding us to understand our lives and the world. The only beauty, skill, and craft it requires of us is our intention. Using creativity as a tool for understanding ourselves and the world, creative knowing, as I call it, requires a shift in how we make and how we express ourselves. It requires us to create without attachment to the outcome, to ride the waves of the process, and to pay attention to ourselves along the way. Many times, when we cast our gaze inward and welcome it into the creative process, we encounter strange connections, artifacts, symbols, movements, messy marks, colors, textures, and so much more begin to speak to us in ways that our words have forgotten how. We must be prepared and acknowledge that creative expression may come to us in ways we can't imagine right now. This book is a gentle invitation to help you create your own stories and meaning about your own holes through a series of creative projects. It is an invitation to welcome stillness into your life through the creative process.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?